Blog Talk Radio.
That she's so connected to you and she's so like about you that it's hard for her to leave. She's so invested that it's hard for her to leave. You understand what I'm saying? And so the reason why it's so hard for her to leave is because of that investment, and she has that investment because you have her mind. And so what it means to have her mind is that you are instilling certain values, principles, a certain experience that is unique to you. You understand? The experience she's having with you is unique to you. So because it's unique to you, she can't get that anywhere else, and that means that you have her. You understand what I'm saying? You have her mind. Now, this does not mean that, it's 100% guarantee that this woman's never going to leave, or it doesn't mean 100% guarantee that this is going to last forever, because nothing lasts forever. But what I'm saying is that you'll be able to maintain a longer-lasting situation with a woman if you have her mind, versus if you're the type of guy who's leading with his wallet. If you're the type of guy that thinks that, oh, I just got to look good and that's the end all be all. Or the type of guy that thinks, oh, it's just about my status and all that other nonsense that you hear online. Because the thing is that when you have the chick's mind, that is when she wants to stay. That it's like, you guys got to understand that for most women, it's hard for them to keep a guy. It's hard for them to even find a guy that they're actually that interested in, that they actually want to be around for the long term. You feel what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, also, guys, the lines are open on my end, 505-605-9373. Try that, guys, and we'll try to see if we work you in there. But, yeah, one of the rules that I learned at 9 years old when I got into the game, Lucario, was the rule of the vampire. You cannot enter the home of a vampire can't enter the home unless somebody invites him in. So
right.
In order to penetrate a woman's mind, you've got to get the invite from the woman. You know what I mean? She's got to invite you into her world, and that's how you penetrate. You can't force your way into that, her mind. And the problem with a lot of guys today is you're not going to have any penetration because a lot of guys understand women are always – women are cautious. I mean, they're really cautious today because – they don't know what kind of guy you are. Just because you send them a message, they don't know who you are, Lucario. You know what I mean? They don't have
right.
no idea. So what they'll do is they'll go on your page. They'll go on your Facebook or your Instagram page, whatever you have. And that's why I always tell guys, if you're truly trying to really penetrate a woman's mind, you got to get rid of all that red pill shit. Anything
right.
that's discouraging about a woman, she's not going to fuck with you. I always say that women got this womanhood. Even though they don't like each other, they got this bond where they kind of protect each other. And if you're hating on women and all this discouraging things, women are not going to fuck with you, number one, because they're like, okay, well, you're acting more like me. You're more emotional. Women, another way, that's another reason why y'all can't penetrate, because a lot of guys come in emotional in this thing. She should be the emotional one. You should be the logical one. But the penetration is coming from the flavor that you spit, man. It yak 101, man. You got to show a woman why she should be fucking with you versus why you need to fuck with her or try to prove, beg, barter, or try to wiggle your way into her world. They're not going to mess with you. Guys, you got to understand, like I think it's the Bible, the Quran. Those are like the two books all over the world, but underneath that is romance books.
Mm-hmm.
Women love romance. Women, see, for a lot of guys, Lucario, they're still stuck in high school, right? These women out here, that's why they smashing the older men. They fuck the older guys, the professors and stuff, because these women are looking for something, a sexual interaction.
Right.
And that starts mentally for women. It's not a physical thing like a lot of guys think about. So a lot of guys always say, ew, I'm not going to do that. That's thirsty. If I say this, that's gonna come off simpish.
Right.
You know, they have this language and all this other stuff. And what you gotta understand, I keep telling you guys, if you don't, whatever you do, whenever you put yourself first, whatever you say will never come off as thirsty. It's only when you worship the woman or put her above yourself is when you come off thirsty and creepy. So a lot of guys, again, they gotta get out of the high school thinking that, you know, I can't be smooth with a woman. Oh, that's tricking. Or that's, you know, they got this thought process of, you know, it's tricking, it's thirsty, it's simpish. If I you know, slow things down and be a little more romantic and everything. Women love romance. Women love, so these are the days that open up the mind, the pussy in the mind, the romance, the seduction, the smoothness, the sexuality, the non-judgment. That's one more thing, Lucario. Non-judgment. That's another thing that shuts you guys down, because a lot of women want to express themselves sexually. But for a lot of you guys, you judge them by the shit that they say. I mean, you're already judging women, number one, at coming out the gate. So she's saying that if you're judgmental on a woman, then if I tell you a secret sexual thing or desire that I like, you're going to judge me. So I'm not going to tell you, but the Lucarios of the world, who's making me feel sexually safe, I can tell him things that I've never told another guy before. I didn't mean, right. Lucario, what say you on that, man?
No, that's facts. That's the thing. A lot of guys, because they're scared to make certain moves and do certain things, they never are able to tap into those emotions from the woman. They're never able to really connect with the chick. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of these dudes out here, there's a problem with a lot of cats out here, man. It's funny. A lot of dudes, what they do is they're trying to get pussy so bad, and they're trying to find ways to get sex and be cool about it. Meaning they're like, well, I don't want to have to approach a girl. I just want her to throw me a choosing signal so I can smoothly just go over there and talk to her, and I ain't got to risk rejection or whatever. Or I don't want to have to compliment a girl, because if I compliment her, that's validating her, and then I'm gonna look like a simp. So these dudes are so scared about how they gonna look that they're actually missing out on making moves and putting themselves in situations to win.
We have a call, but I just want to say that I think that's the biggest problem with a lot of young men. They still have high school thinking, and they don't understand these women are evolving. They're learning how to masturbate. They're learning their bodies. They're learning their kinks. They're learning the nasty things, and they want somebody that is not going to judge them for the nasty things they like to do, but someone that's going to enhance them. Because if you can elevate, I always say, Lucario, the thing about a man, he can elevate a woman, not elevate as in buying her shit. It's elevating as letting her see things that she's never seen before in herself through the man. And the man will show her things about herself. And the more you can show her things about herself that she's never known before, she's going to be more hooked into you, man. So let's bring in this call real quick. Area code 209. What's your question, man? What's up?
What's going on, brothers? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got it. Does that sound better, Lucario?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. What's your question, brother?
Got it. I appreciate you guys calling, accepting the comment. My first question would be it's more like a different question. How do you handle criticism from other content creators or callers? Let's say they call in.
All right. Wait. One thing at a time, brother. How do you handle criticism from other content creators, man?
Like for me, I actually took your
wait. Not you. Wait, 209. Wait, 209. Wait, 209. Wait. We're gonna answer your question, Lucario. How do you handle criticism from other content creators? How do you handle that? I guess that's.
Wait, let me ask. Well, so the caller, are you a content creator?
Well, let me open them up. Are you a content creator? 209.
Yeah, I'm kind of working on it. Just working on it. Starting.
Okay. Well, hold on. Okay, go ahead. We're going to answer questions just one at a time. All right, go ahead, Lucario. Go ahead, Cara.
Okay, so yeah, so the thing is, you don't pay attention to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless somebody's actually pulling you to the side and giving you constructive criticism,
yes.
And that's a different story than criticism as far as in the context of, like, just hating and talking shit. So if they're hating and talking shit, it's not really criticism. They're just hating and talking shit. And you just ignore them. You feel what I'm saying? And you just do you. You feel what I mean? And you just continue to, make your content, and that's it.
Yeah, and one thing you got, 209, real quick, let me answer that for my side. And here's the thing about being a man. It's none of your business what other people think, brother. Y'all, you can't worry about everybody thinking about you, because everybody's allowed to have their own thought. If you're getting in this space, just remember, as soon as you release your thoughts into the world, okay, it's none of your business how it's being perceived. It's none of your business how they're going to take it. And if you're always going to worry about trying to please everybody, you're going to lose in this game. You just got to stand on your motherfucking square, put out what you need to put out, and let people say what they need to say, okay? What's your other question, man?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Like, my other question would be, like what do you do to, like, keep climbing after hitting, like, a, you know, like a plateau or, like, this, your progress, like, let's say in learning kind of, like, stagnates? How do you keep on learning when you kind of, like, figure out the, it's kind of like you're getting deeper and deeper to, and you kind of hit, like, a plateau in, like, learning your craft or something like that? Like, how do you keep on learning new things on the same topic for, like, years on it?
Okay, let me go. Okay, here's the thing about a lot of people. You can always, okay, I'll give you an example about what Licario and I do. All right. The reason Licario and I can give out content for over 20 years now, Car, is it 20 years?
Yeah.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Well,
for me, it's been like 15 years.
Yeah, 15, you know, well, I'm just saying with YouTube. I'm just saying like YouTube. I mean, we've been doing this, you know.
Right,
yeah,
right.
For a decade. Let's say for a decade, some change, whatever. The reason why we can do that 209 is because if you're really living the lifestyle, there's so much information inside of you in your head that you can talk about anything, anytime, anywhere when you're really about the game. Now, if you're just coming in the space, I don't know what you're going to be teaching, but you've got to know, you got to know that craft, whatever you're coming in to talk about, because if you don't, because people are going to know if you don't know what you're talking about, because if you're see, a lot of people will do is they will take someone else's content, and then they will try to form it in their way or regurgitate what somebody else is saying. And that's when people can see that you're just trying to come up with some theories and you're just trying to make things up. But if you notice about real motherfuckers in the game, they can talk about anything in the craft that they know. Okay, does that, Licario, you got it next, brother.
Right. No, this is exactly what I was going to say is that, you know, the plateau, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times comes from an experience. You see what I mean? And so the thing is that the more you know about the subject you're talking about, I could literally do a whole year's worth of content just on confidence. I could do 300 videos just on confidence. You know what I'm saying? And that's just one aspect of, you see what I mean? So it's like you got to be well versed in what you're saying, but that comes with actually, like, you know, living life. Because what do you talk about on your channel?
It's more mainly like self development, kind of like building my confidence. But still, I'm doing like building my confidence myself. So I guess I got to keep on building.
And you can't talk about something that you don't know nothing about because you're still growing. See, here's the thing. I with all respect, see, a lot of guys. Okay. I can't talk about cooking and being a 5-star chef if I just join a culinary school and I'm starting to learn ingredients. I'm being disingenuous to the person listening to me to think that I know what 5-star chefs know. If you're a 5-star chef, you should be talking about 5-star chef. But if you don't know, if you still yourself doesn't have confidence, it's going to come out and listen. You got to listen to your voice. It's going to come out on how you are on the YouTube. People are not going to believe you, and they're going to be like, well, what, this guy doesn't even have any confidence. And yet he's trying to teach me something that he doesn't have himself. So you got to be careful about what you choose in this game because everybody's going to judge you about how you come out, how you feel about yourself, and how the information you push out. Licario?
And what I would say would actually make more sense is to talk about your journey.
Yes.
Of you trying to get this confidence and doing what you're doing, because then at a certain point, you're going to have that sort of insight, and then you transition into teaching. Hey, you know, be like, hey, guys, look at my videos from a year ago.
Yeah.
Remember what I did in this video, and now I'm here from here. And that's going to make you even
more
authentic.
Yeah.
That's going to make people connect to you more because there's people who might not be as confident that can relate to you watching you now and then take the same journey with you. You see what I'm saying? So you want and that right there makes your content more authentic. You see what I mean? It makes it stick more.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Because not 209. The wolves are going to be at the door. So just understand, if you ain't got enough confidence in yourself, you're not going to be able to handle the criticisms, the people hating on you, people gossiping on you, drama on you. I mean, you won't be able to handle it. That shit's going to stress you the fuck out if you ain't really solid in this game, young man.
Yeah, so, like, do I have to, like, really develop it and shape it up to its, like, highest level or, like, start where I'm at now?
No, like Lucario's saying, you're authentic. Be authentic as in, this is my journey towards confidence videos.
Right,
that's
exactly.
Really, that's really you, okay? And then maybe people who are where you're at can relate to where you're at and go along the journey with you. And like you were saying, every year that goes by, you'll up your confidence even more. But you can't come in this space saying, I'm going to teach you about confidence, and you don't have it. You see what I'm saying, young man?
Got it. Because I remember from, like, Miles, like, I called him the, like a couple weeks ago, like, he told me to, like the advice he told me was to start off where you're at and then, like, try to build up over the years and people will see the progress. And then
you've already failed then. Because if you've been already told the information, why are you asking the same question? Mm-hmm. If you already know the information, why are you asking the same question?
Yeah, it made me think about it, if I should, like, start now or, like, keep on growing and then, boom, start in the future.
Okay.
Well, yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. Just you know, start where you're at. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be the best thing, because then, since you're going from your experiences, you'll always have fresh content because it's coming from you. It's coming from what's happening with you right now. It's coming from, an authentic place versus trying to, you know, search for things to talk about that you might not necessarily have all the information on. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you gotta have thick skin, bro. If you don't have thick skin, get out. I'm telling you now. If you can't let this shit roll off your back, get the fuck out. I'm telling you right now.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Because motherfuckers gonna be coming for your throat, dog. They always want the crown. Okay.
Got it. Appreciate the game, bro.
All right, respect to you. Good call, caller. All right, no calls yet, Carl. Guys, you want to call in 515-605-9373. Guys, you have a question, put a Q in there, and we'll answer any questions you got. Let's go ahead with this one right here with Black Whip, Carl. What say you on this one?
What types of music get the most attention from women? That's an interesting question. Why are you trying to get attention from women through music? Like, this is weird. I'm wondering, is he asking what types of music to play if you're about to have sex with? Like, I don't understand that question, really. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you don't really need to use music to get attention from a chick or try to get a girl. You get a girl through you. You know what I'm saying? And then you can use music in situations, in sexual situations or to set a mood or something like that. You know what I mean? But... Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, one thing I learned when I was young, again, around 9 or 10, from not only my mentor, but my sister, was that they were popular, okay? They were, you know, they were always walking around. They were always just popular, you know? I was always referred to as Tracy's brother, you know? Yeah, because she was so damn popular. So I had to move to another school to get my own popularity. But one thing I learned about what they both told me is that you gotta learn people. And my mentor told me people are like music. My sister said, you know, you gotta hang out with the nerds, the geeks. You just can't hang out with the popular kids, the jocks, and the rich kids. You gotta hang out with all people to learn people, because they're personalities. And you gotta go into all the cliques and all the little circles, because what my mentor taught me is that every circle and every click, Lucario, is going to have a bad-looking chick. She can't help how she looks, but even if her personality is, I don't know, let's say Dungeons and Dragons or something, or a cosplay or whatever, she can't help how she looks. She likes – a beautiful woman is going to like what she likes, but one thing's for sure, in every pod, in every group, even in high school or we're talking hot college now, or even out in the world, there's going to be a beautiful looking woman in there, and
right,
she can't help what she likes, but you've got to learn how to have a little toe and get an understanding. You don't have to be like these, but just understand people. That's all it was. Just understanding people. But the more you understand people, the more you're going to learn more about yourself. And like you said, Lucario, I'm not trying to play music to get the woman to get attention. I don't want her attention that way. I want her to see who I am as a man and be curious about me. I'm not trying to prove myself to her, but you say you're right about the music. In certain situations, you've got to know what kind of music to play, because there's a certain kind of music when she comes over versus the kind of music you got to play when you fucking her. Because like we were in high school, we made fuck right. old Licario. So we had record players and cassette tapes. So we would play. We would have a fuck music. When she was in the bedroom, we put in the fuck music versus the smooth music we played to begin the process of getting her in the bedroom. But what say you, brother?
Nah, that's fact. That's what I'm saying. You know, you could always use that music to set the mood, but yeah. You know, that's why I feel like you could use the music to get it in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. 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 So, here's the next one for you, brother.
Oh, that's for you. You said, would it be better to invest in the Patreon or the individual course?
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn. I thought, okay, I just see a queue. I just see a queue and I just click on it.
You're doing a customer service question. Invest in everything, goddamn it.
But True, get at me. Just send me an email and a number and I'll call you, True. Yeah. But guys, if y'all got any questions, put a queue in there.
Mr. Fix It
as
a question.
It's 1140. Yeah, 1143. Yeah, I'm trying to find it. Let me see the 41, 42. This is them.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, there we go. Okay, go ahead.
So what do I tell myself before approaching? You ain't gotta really tell yourself nothing, bro. Actually, telling yourself stuff is gonna usually stop you from approaching, because you're gonna probably talk yourself out of approaching. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just need to develop a mindset where you're always ready to approach when you see a chick you want to approach. You know what I'm saying? Because once you start talking to yourself, you're telling yourself stuff, you're probably going to talk yourself out of it. You're going to be like, well, she looked like she's busy. She looked like she's not the type of girl that's going to want to talk to me. And then you end up not talking to her. You see what I'm saying? So it's better just to go and make the conversation happen. You got
to see yourself. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, but no. Yeah, these 90-year-old guys. Yeah, but no. Right. No, I just want to always, when it comes to approaching women or anything like that, I always love to, hey, let me take his comment off before I say it. I want to say, I love this right here. Watch this, Licario. Watch.
Margaret Booth rules for godly living. Between you and me, about to banger by the end of the summer. You bet yourself.
Yeah. So Licario. I'm so arrogant, Licario. When I get around or I see a woman, I want the challenge. The challenge is not the woman. The challenge is I challenge myself, because I want to up the ante. I love the challenge to say that I can't do it, or it's not that I can't do it. And how many moves can I do it by? So in my mind, it says, Steve, you know, because I love talking to myself, because I'm all about me. So yeah, I see a beautiful woman. I'm like, man, all right, we got this, dog. It's already a wrap. It's like, and even if she says no, I already got her. But the question I'm asking me is, how many moves is it going to take me to get her? So that's just the fun games that I play with myself mentally, because I think a lot of guys think approaching women is like a really scary thing. It is so fucking fun to me, Licario. It's so fun giving the woman the opportunity to meet a motherfucking God and a motherfucking man. I mean, that's how I think in my head. I am showing you, I'm introducing you, I'm about to introduce you to a world and a lifestyle that you've never seen before, and all you got to do is cash in this Willy Wonka golden ticket. That's how I think. So for me, but for a lot of you guys, remember, before you approach a woman, and here's the thing, Licario, a lot of guys don't sell whatever it is they want to say to themselves. Because if you don't sell it to yourself, guys, you're not going to believe in it enough to do it when it's coming time to do it. You got to sell whatever you're saying to yourself and believe that, you know what, I'm going to do this. But a lot of guys don't sell it, you know, to themselves. They just wait for it to happen, and then they get nervous, like you say, Licario. They come up with all these scenarios, and they're already out the game. Again, I don't care enough about women to give a fuck about what they say or what they think, because I, as I said before, Licario, world of me. When it comes out of my mouth, Mr. Licario, however she perceives it, receives it, thinks about it, feels about it, or wants to talk about it, is none of my goddamn business. Are you going to take my car and call me, or you're not? And if you're not, bye, I'm gone.
Right. Say that, that's some real shit. It's going to, was it 1147?
Before Jamil, I think we had, you say, where the first one is? Let me see. Hold on, did we get this one right here? Hold on, wait.
Oh, no, we didn't do that one.
Yeah, okay, we missed that one. Okay, no, I'm sorry. Okay, AT. What does it mean when a woman asks you, do you believe in love? Yeah, hey, guys, don't fall into this bullshit, please. AJB, I got you there. Guys, you know what I believe in? I believe in you on your knees sucking my dick. You know what I mean? That's what I believe. I don't believe, hey, guys, don't let these women try to rope you in on this emotional love bullshit. If you believe in love, I'm fine that you believe in love. But you know what I believe in? I believe in me. And that's the truth. I believe in me. And I also believe if you keep doing what you're doing right, you're going to have the opportunity to be a part of my world. That's what the fuck I believe. Licario, what say you?
Ah, man, you know, I think one of the things about question, just, okay, let me bring it back. Before even wondering what does it mean when a woman asks you whatever, whatever, understand when you're having a conversation with a woman, always remember that you are supposed to direct the flow of the conversation. Mm-hmm. So whatever a woman's asking you, right, if you're going in her direction, you are no longer directing the flow of the conversation.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, again, this is for if you're, you know, hollering at a girl, picking up a girl. I'm not talking about if you're talking to your girlfriend or wife or some chick you're dating or whatever. I'm talking about you trying to get at a girl and you're first trying to make something happen. When she's asking you sort of getting to know you questions, the thing is that don't worry about her trying to get to know you. You are supposed to be trying to get to know her to see if you want to deal with her. And then if you decide you want to deal with her, then she will get to know you. You see what I'm saying? So it's not about you answering all the questions. And the thing is that when you go down that direction, a lot of times you start getting into a territory where she is the one evaluating you. She's the one who's thinking about, oh, well, should I give this, you know, should I give this guy a chance? Should I give it? So now it becomes a thing where she's the one questioning you. Don't let women question you. Don't let women be the one in the driver's seat asking you the questions. You're supposed to be the one directing the conversation. You're supposed to be asking her the questions, letting her let you know what it is so that you can decide what the situation is going to be. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying about that.
And before we bring this to the call in, this is why Licario says for you guys doing long-distance relationships, you don't do it. Because most of you guys will allow her to lead and dictate what you should be doing. That's why I'm telling you, if you're leading and dictating it, then you can position yourself to get her to send you where you need to go or vice versa. But let's bring this call in. We got other questions to ask as well. So area code 760, what's your question, brother? What's up?
What's going on, man? I want to ask you, what exactly does it mean to be a man? I don't want to know.
This motherfucker's trolling.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the next question. All right. So we're just moving to the next question. Yeah, that's a joke. All right. So next question is, what are your thoughts on first dates, coffee, bowling, walking apart instead of eating out?
Thoughts on first dates being coffee, bowling, walking apart? Well, the thing is, with first dates, again, it's really about you sort of trying to get to know who the chick is. You understand what I'm saying? Filling her out, figuring her out. You understand what I'm saying? And the thing is, you don't want to necessarily eat out, because that's more like, you know, dinner, food, all that other stuff. You don't want to go on like any type of first dates where you're feeding the chick. You understand what I'm saying? It could be, you know, something where y'all are just getting together. And the best first dates is a situation where you're able to have a conversation with a chick and make it sexual. So I usually tell guys, go get a drink, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Like, meet her in the evening, go get you a drink, and interact with her over that drink, and then, you know what I'm saying, fill the situation out. You feel what I mean? So all this eating out, going to dinner, you know, doing a whole bunch of extravagant stuff on the first date, you don't want to do that because you don't know this girl from nowhere.
Yeah,
you're still trying to see what the fuck is going on with her.
Yes.
You're still trying to see who this chick is, and then, you know, you move it in that direction.
Yeah, fuck,
you know?
No. Yeah, guys, I'm telling you, I always tell you guys, I give a woman three options. I'm never doing dinner because, number one, guys, if you're talking to as many women as we're expecting you to talk to, we don't want you to come out of your pocket and spend too much money on someone who hasn't proven herself. Never, ever do dinner like LaCaro was saying. All I would say is, number one, if you want to, go for coffee or ice cream on the corner of your face in a pillow and your ass up in the air for that. If you want to do cocoa, do go to cocoa on the corner of my dick on your forehead and my balls in your mouth, or you can go out for bread, go feed the ducks at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. Those are the only options I'm giving her. Guys, when you can spit yak and talk the way men talk to women, you can stand or you can just walk in the park. Don't make the environment or use the environment to hide behind. I don't use the environments because I am the environment. I am all things. So I don't care where I'm at. I'm going to be a good time wherever we go, just like Lucario, like men are. So I don't care. But here's the thing, Lucario. Don't let her try to change what you say. If you say we're going to feed some the ducks at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, and she says, no, well, I really want dinner.
Right.
You got to nip that bullshit in the bud. If you set up the date, you tell her. Look, you don't ask her. You don't beg her. You tell her, this. I'm free on Saturday, 3 o'clock p.m. I want to take you out, Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, wear something cute or wear something warm. Let's have a good time. You let her know everything and let her decide, but never let a woman change what you want to do. What say you, Lucario, before we keep going? What say you, brother?
No, I agree with that shit because, you know, a lot of guys, what they'll do is because they want pussy so bad, the chick will be like, but, you know, the chick will say, I'd rather do this, or how about we do that? And, yo, every time, listen, guys, every time I was, you know, with a chick, and I'm going to say every time, but I'm going to say, as, you know, recently as I was, you know, understanding the game, because when I was younger, I would always fuck up and do this shit where I would, like, just switch up my shit for the girl.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that, you know, when a chick is, when you tell a girl, hey, we're going to do this, Come meet me for some drinks here, blah, blah, blah. And if she says, oh, but I'd rather go this other place, or I'd feel more comfortable if we did this, she's done. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. I'm like, we're done, because you're not being cooperative at this point. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I've had chicks where I hit them up and I say, like, let's say we went out on a first date, whatever, everything was cool. We got drinks or whatever. We was chilling, whatever. And we didn't really, I didn't smash her the first night, right? So I hit her up and I say, hey, you know, come to my place tonight. So this is the second time we're going to meet up, right? And she's like, oh, but, you know, I don't think I'm really comfortable meeting you at your place. You know, can we go out somewhere? And I just leave her on red. She's done. You see what I'm saying? Because the thing is, she's saying she's not comfortable, right? All that really means is that I'm not attracted to you enough to do what you're telling me to do. It's that simple. You understand what I'm saying? It's that simple. So if you're not attracted to me enough, then why are we talking? We're done. You know what I'm saying? Because there's other women who I did the same exact thing to. We said we went out, hung out.
Yep.
Second time I hit them up, I say, hey, come through to the spot. She's like, cool, what time?
There you go.
You understand what I'm saying? So some of y'all saying, cool, let's make it happen. Some of y'all talking about y'all not comfortable. Cool. The 128 comfortable, all you're telling me is that you're not attracted to me enough to make it happen. Because that same woman saying she ain't comfortable, I guarantee you there's going to be another guy who's going to say, hey, come to my spot, and she's going to come. You see what I mean? So understand that you guys got to, you know, keep that shit pushing if the girl ain't really trying to do what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that is one of the realest things. This motherfucker at a car, you also on some real motherfucking shit, because it's my way or the highway.
Right.
But you can't, but there's a difference between what Lucario's saying, and we want you guys to understand. The reason Lucario can say my way or the highway is because he can back it up in every form of relationship when it comes to the woman on the back end. Most of you guys can't say this stuff because a lot of y'all are coming off thirst. Like, it goes back to this question right here. I roll into this right here. How do you be romantic without simping? You've already lost. You've already lost. I keep telling you guys, y'all worship women so much, you can't be romantic. Don't even think about romance. Don't even think about being smooth and seductive. Because if you're putting a woman above you, anything you do is going to come off real creepy as fuck. I'm telling you right now. See, your problem is with this question is that you're using simping. See, you're worried about, see, you people don't even know what simping means. I'm not going to get into that stuff. But what I'm saying is that somebody told you what you can't do. So you are listening to somebody and you're mimicking what somebody's telling you not to do. See, as a man, again, Ricardo, goes back to the world of me. Nobody's going to tell me what I can and cannot do. I define what simping is and what caking is to me. And the reason I don't simp and I don't cupcake with women is because I don't give a goddamn about them enough to care what they think. I do what I want to do when I want to do it, because every move that I make, like, and it goes back, Lakari, like what you said earlier, every move I make is leading somewhere. I'm not going to make a move just to make shit to buy time or fill in space, Lucario.
Right.
Every motherfucking action that I make with a woman is leading her exactly where the fuck I want her to go. I'm not wasting no time, brother. So the fact that he's saying this, he ain't even, I don't even do it. I tell him, don't even do it, dog, because you ain't even ready for this.
Right. Now that's some real shit, man. Jesus Christ.
You got anything on that, Lucario?
No, you said it all,
okay,
man.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see here. I guess promote yourself. All right, well, you go on this one. I go behind you on this one, brother.
So, with so many platforms out, which do you consider the best to begin promoting yourself, or does it really make a difference? I mean, you know, just try out all of them and see which ones, you know, stick with you. Because there's certain platforms that you might not necessarily like to do. Like, I never fuck with, like, you know, certain things like Snapchat. I don't even know the fuck that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I recently started doing TikTok, and TikTok's cool, but I noticed there's a lot of goofiness on TikTok.
I was about to say,
like a lot of motherfuckers is goofy on that shit. It's a lot of goofy ass, you know, chicks and a lot of simp niggas on TikTok. Now there's a few real dudes, but it's like far and few in between. But TikTok is goofy as fuck. You understand what I'm saying? I would say most people should try to start with YouTube, because at least YouTube, you know, it's a platform that everybody knows about. So you can, you know, always send people to YouTube, and it's easier to send them there. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, start out with YouTube and then try everything else on the side. You know what I'm saying? Like Instagram, Facebook, all those other things, and see what sticks with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I say this is just like women and dating and stuff and meeting women. I don't look at the platform or where she's at. I don't look at her if she's on the north side, the south side, the east side, or the west side. I'm just going to go in that space. And when I'm in that space, at the end of the day, I'm going to do something that most of y'all don't do, is self-reflect on the spaces I go into, so I can have more of a clear understanding of how I need to make proper adjustments to fit in that space. Because the rich women are different from the poor ones, guys. Yeah, a lot of the mediocre women are different from the ones that are with guys. And all, I mean, it's all different kinds of women. So just like with these platforms, go hit everyone, assess how it's to you, and then you'll know your answer then. But you've got to look at it. Don't look at it as which one should I consider doing. Do them all and find out what works best for you, brother.
Right.
Let's get to the next question here. Guys, you want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. You want to call in? Go ahead, Mr. Carr. You got it. We got two calls in there's 760, which I'll hang up on him because we know he's the fake caller. But let me bring in 567 real quick. 567, do you have a question? 567,
yes,
going
sir.
Once.
Was good. Hello?
You? What was your question? Yeah, what's your question, brother?
Oh, yeah. I just read small meme on IG that said
okay, all right. Right, we'll see you later. Your question about you, brother, I don't understand. Your question's about you. We ain't going to answer no goofy shit. Go ahead. What's your thing right there, brother? Go ahead.
Hilarious. So this was, if a woman buys you stuff or does something nice for you, are you, after you've been charged though, but you want nothing to do with her, do you owe her anything for that? Well, the thing is, okay, so you're saying if a chick does something nice for you, does something for you, and you already charged to the game, you don't have nothing to do with her, do you? Well, you don't, I mean, you charge to the game, so you don't owe her anything, but what I would say is, why are you even dealing with her? You know what I'm saying? Except, because if you really charge into the game, you shouldn't even be talking to her, dealing with her, nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, unless she, like, mailed some shit out to you, but if she's coming to you, bringing you gifts or doing something crazy, then, you know, that's you still sort of involving yourself in a situation. Because if you really charge into the game, you wouldn't be around her in the first place to receive any gift or anything of her doing something nice for you. So therefore, you haven't really charged into the game. Because if she has access to do something for you, then she's still there. So it's kind of like a contradiction. Because how is she doing shit for you if you charge into the game? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unless she tells you gifts or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think this is a real question, but we'll answer it as it is. I don't think it is real, but we'll answer it. Listen, let's flip the coin. Do you think when you guys buy women jewelry and you buy women shoes or you pay her bills and give her a phone or whatever that stuff most of y'all cake with these women and they break up with your ass, you think you get your shit back? Fuck no, you don't get your shit back. So if this is a real question, which I don't think it is, because you don't owe anything, anybody, anything. If a person decides to give you a gift or do something for you, then you would just accept it or you don't accept it. But I don't know. I don't understand after you charge. It's like, why do you care after you charge the woman? That says a lot about you. It's like you worried about the woman, which says
right.
You're more emotionally invested in the motherfucking woman. So maybe this is a real question, but let's flip it. Maybe you're the one giving the woman. She charged your ass, and maybe you want your shit back because she got your ass. Because there's no way a man's asking this question right here. I think he's the one that it gave the bitch a bunch of shit. She see you was weird and creepy. She says, I don't want nothing to do with you. And I think he wants his shit back, but he don't know how to ask for his shit back. What say you, Lucario?
Well, he said, hold on, in the chat, he said, I had a broad who would ring and run my house and leave in incense and shit at my door because I flat out told her she's charged. I'd rather her just think I'm an asshole and not want to be around. Like, just ignore that, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
like, that's the case.
That's bullshit. You want to know why? Because how does she know where you live? Come on, man. We ain't stupid here, man. See, y'all guys think we boo-boo the fool on this shit. So all of a sudden, a woman knows where you live and she rings your doorbell? No. You did something. You did some thirsty-ass shit. You begged
her. He probably mean that he was dating her and then he charged her. So she probably knew he lived and was coming back and doing a bunch of bullshit.
Then I blame him again. Because you knew she was an ain't shit bitch. You knew she wasn't ain't shit before if he dated her. You knew she wasn't shit. But yet, because he had no self-worth or he hated himself, he let that bitch in his life. And now you create Frankenstein, but now you mad Frankenstein's destroying the town type shit. Come on, man.
Right.
All right, next question. You got it. Next question.
He said, can you go a little bit deeper into the issue of compliments? He put it with a K, hilarious. To women, and do you think it's too, like AMS said, not to give compliments because she will feel validated? Oh, my God.
Okay, Jamal. Okay, go ahead, Lucario. I'll go after you.
See, this is what I was talking about earlier when the first call, the guy called up talking about making content. And we were saying, listen, make content about shit you know because people are going to be watching and then they're going to get a lot of misinformation. This is what happens when people who make content don't know what they're talking about and then you get misinformation. So basically what it is that a lot of guys out here nowadays think that, oh, well, you can't compliment a woman because that's going to validate her and then therefore she's gonna look at you like a lame, and that's gonna make her not want to fuck with you. This is what guys are saying, and this is what they think. So they say, don't compliment a girl because that's validating her. Don't validate a woman. All this other nonsense. You approaching a woman is validating her. You looking at a woman is validating her. You waiting for choosing signals is validating her. Anything that you're involving when it comes to you interacting with the woman is validating her anyway. Now, what you have to understand is that these guys think, they say, well, I don't want to compliment her because that'll turn her off, or that's going to make her look at me as a lame and yada, 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 right? You can't turn off what wasn't turned on. You understand what I'm saying? If she's not turned on, you can't turn her off. So it don't matter if you compliment her or not. If she's not fucking with you, if she don't like you in the first place, it doesn't matter if you complimented her or not, because you not complimenting a woman who doesn't have interest in you is not going to make her have interest in you. See, a lot of guys think, well, I'm going to talk to this girl and not compliment her, and then she's going to chase my validation. She ain't chasing shit because she don't give a fuck about you. You understand what I'm saying? So you trying to say, well, I'm not going to compliment her, that's going to make her chase me, that's bullshit, because she doesn't, you have no idea whether this woman likes you at all or not. So it don't matter. Now, if she does like you, you complimenting her is not going to change the fact that she likes you. In fact, that's going to make her like you more, because she's going to say, damn, this motherfucker that I'm attracted to is also attracted to me. You understand what I'm saying? Which is going to make the connection happen. You see what I mean? So a lot of dudes, when they have low self-esteem, they're always trying to do trickery and manipulation tactics and all this other goofy PUA shit to try to get a girl to want to fuck with them. You see what I'm saying? And so the problem is that a lot of guys don't have that much real-world experience with women, so they're doing all of these goofy-ass games to try to get a girl to want to fuck with them. Because, see, understand, the moves you make and the actions you take are going to tell yourself something about you. You understand? It tells the woman something about you. It tells your subconscious something about you. You see what I'm saying? Because if you're the type of guy who says, well, you know what, I can't compliment a girl because if I compliment her, she's not going to like me, that means that you're making moves and making it all about the woman. You understand what I'm saying? When I compliment a woman, I'm not complimenting her because I want her to like me. I'm complimenting her because that's how I feel, and that's what I want to say. This is what I want to say to this woman at this time. You understand? That's how I'm choosing to express myself. So I don't need for her to get with me or reciprocate. I'm going to compliment whether or not she's going to fuck with me anyway, because it's not about her. But see, when you're insecure, you're always making it about the woman. You're always making your moves based off the woman. Because if you say, man, I'm not going to compliment a girl because I don't want to validate her, and I don't want this to happen, and I don't want her to think this, you're making your moves based off of her, and you're not making your moves based off of you. You see what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm you hit that on the head. I'm going to get another issue, because what you said, what he said. Okay, I just want to say this. Jamal, this might not be the right place for you, and I just want to kind of help you with this. Think about whenever you want with electricity, okay? Let's think wires, okay? The red wire will always connect with the red wire to make whatever you're trying to turn on work, okay? But what you're doing is you're taking a red wire and trying to connect it to a blue wire, and you're wondering why the lights don't come on. The problem is that you're trying to mix game with theory. You're trying to mix truth, lies, deception, and manipulation. And this is where you're confused as fuck, because we're not here to talk about anybody, but real recognizes real. And what you're doing is you're going on stations that have blue wires, and then you're coming over to a red wire show trying to connect a blue and red wire, and it's going to confuse your ass even more. It doesn't work that way, young man. And the only way you're going to grow is either try to connect the red wires with the red wires, or stick with the blue wires connected to the blue wires. This is why I'm saying this might not be the place for you, because a lot of you guys do all this flip-flopping, and that's why y'all so damn confused. Because the guys that are teaching you honesty and truth are saying this. The other guys that's doing the other things are saying that, and then you want to come over and ask us about what they're saying. What they're saying is nothing. It has nothing to do with us. So you got the wires all mixed up and crossed, brothers. And it's something that you might want to think about the next time you ask a question. And please spell check, okay, brother? Spell check. All right, so next one up. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number. 760, we're going to keep blocking you. 111s, we're not going to take. You got to use your regular number. If you're if you're anonymous, we ain't answering it. So anyway,
you're
here's
goofy,
next
goofy
question.
With that shit.
Next question.
This is a very simple question. This isn't recent, but I have an issue. When I talk to a girl and maybe something didn't go right and I happen to see them, I notice them staring at me.
This is a reason that I have an issue when I talk to a girl. Maybe something go right. Okay. I think I got
you.
I think what you're saying is because you're so creepy or you said some weird ass shit, she's staring at you because she's trying to figure out, do I just give him a fake number right now so he can leave me alone? How do I get out of this situation so he doesn't hit me, punch me, abuse me, or something, say something crazy to me? See, when a woman is just staring at you, and look, if she's staring at you, she might be either on the other side of the pendulum saying, all right, you got my curiosity. What the fuck are you going to do to get my attention? All right, I'm here. I got shit to do. You came and you're talking to me. All right, I'm here. So what's up? What are we doing? Where are you leading me? Where are you taking me? So the problem is not the woman staring at you. It's the fact whatever you're saying is either weird, where she's trying to figure out an escape plan, or what you're saying is so fucking boring, she's trying to figure out an escape plan, my brother. I think that's what he's saying, but we say you, man.
Yeah, because it just means, you know, it's awkward, and that's why he's staring at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they're like, what the fuck is going on? You know what I'm saying? He said, it's like they look at me and try to avoid me. I just find it weird and what to do. I usually ignore them. But are you talking to these girls? Are you going up and having a conversation? Like, what's going on? Like, you're not giving any context to what the situation is. Man, you do go up and talk to the woman, because all that staring means that you ain't talking.
Yeah.
You understand? So,
yeah. If you stare at a woman, her reaction is going to stare back because she's kind of nervous. She's nervous, okay? Like we said before earlier, Carl, a lot of girls are on edge, man. You know, there's articles, guys beating up women because she turned them down, and guys killing women because you know they didn't give her. I mean, women.
Yeah,
are
there was
on
a
edge.
Story the other day. I think it was in Harlem or somewhere. This guy offered to buy this lady. They was in a liquor store, and he offered to buy her liquor, and she's like, no, I'm good, thanks, or whatever. And then I think it was two of them, and they came and fucking whooped their ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so women are on edge. Right. And so sometimes when you come up with her and you're creepy, they're trying to get an exit plan where they can get out of the situation safely because you're weirding them out, man. And again, we're not here to defend women. We're just telling you the truth. A lot of guys are weird now, abusing, beating up, and sometimes shooting or stabbing women for just turning down an approach. So women are on edge, gentlemen. So y'all got to be careful about this shit. Licario, next question here, brother.
Where do all the men, what? Why do most men lack masculine energy? you gotta start writing these questions. I'm like, what is this about? Well, I mean, bro, you got to understand something, man. Look. A lot of dudes out here don't want to take responsibility, bro. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You got to understand this. A lot of guys don't want to take
responsibility. Again, guys, you can always tell the anger in a young man because he's always talking about everything else but himself. Mm. You can always tell the emotional one because he's worried about everybody else. Or he's like gossipy women, you know. Oh my God, did you hear what Lucy said? Oh my God, Lucy was dating Travis. Can you believe that? Oh my God, Lucy said this about Joanne. Can you believe that? Oh, I'm going to tell Tara. You know, that's what women do. But unfortunately, young men, that's the way of life for a lot of young men. And then they're wondering why they can't get any women. Right here, super chat right here. I've got a second job on weekends. Thank you, AW, for the super chat. I've got a second job on weekends. Now I have a chance to work at, I guess, Cedar Point in May. Should I take a chance to meet to meet girls. What say you, Lucario?
Yeah, always. I mean, why wouldn't you go meet girls? You know what I'm saying? Like, and why do you make it sound like it's a chance? Like, oh my God, like, you know, like it's something special. Just go do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, go. You know, after you got your job or whatever on the weekends or whatever, and while you're doing what you're doing, you understand? You could meet girls wherever. You understand? If you see a chick you want to talk to, talk to her. You understand? A lot of guys be thinking that they gotta take out an exorbitant amount of time to meet women. Women are everywhere. You understand what I'm saying? Women are everywhere. When you go to the store, go to the laundromat, you're out and about, like you'll see women everywhere. So wherever you see a woman, you want to talk to them, talk to them. You know what I'm saying? And then if you have extra time and you want to go out and do something, or there's a part of your city or wherever you go to and there's women out there, just go and talk to those women. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And listen, brother, always remember, look, when you say, should I take a chance, that tells me you're not ready to take the chance. Because you remember, guys, we always tell you, or myself and Lucario, guys like us, you've got to sell whatever you're doing to your board of directors. You've got to sell whatever you think to yourself so you can stamp it, approve it, and just do it. You don't have to call, ask us, should you turn on a light switch?
Right.
You want light. You know what you need to do to get light, and you do it. But when you're saying, should I take a chance, you're not going to take the chance because you're not sold on taking the chance. You see what I'm saying, young man? You've got to believe in yourself and the world of you, not me, but you, enough to say, shit. You be around your boys, dog. I got a job in May, man. Wait till I get my motherfucking ass to Cedar Rapids. It's a wrap. Man, I hear there's so many motherfucking badass women there. And you get there and you ask the guys, do the sound check, get around the guys. Hey, man, where the hot spots? Where are usually the girls hanging out at? Where are they doing at nighttime? You got to ask these things and learn about the environment as well. And then just go forth and hunt, my young man. That's all you got to do. Lucario, what say you on that, brother?
No, that's real talk, man. Just go out there and do it, man. You know what I'm saying? You said
okay.
Awful.
All right. I'm just trying to see if we got any. I'm trying to catch up on any questions. Guys, put a cue in there, okay, if you have a question. I'm trying to catch up with everybody. I think, do you see any cues, Lucario? Oh, wait, we got another super chat. Got a super chat. We'll bring you in, and then I'm kind of going up. All right, Mr. M, I got you next. Here we go. What qualities can I work on and leave an imprint on a woman to keep them around? Can I go on that, Lucario, real quick?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Brother, you're not understanding what we're trying to talk to you. Stop trying to force a square peg into a round hole. Stop trying to look for quality. See, when you're saying what qualities do I have to keep a woman around, you're saying the woman is above me. You're saying that she's so special. What can I do to get an audience with her? What can I do to get her or kiss her ass? How can I prove myself to her? You're doing it wrong, man. What qualities can you work on to leave an imprint on you? Stop making this shit about these women. Make the imprint on yourself. Don't imprint or try to be what you think a woman wants you to be. Because a woman is always going to tell you what she wants. She'll never tell you what she needs. And what she needs is a man, assertive, dominant, not taking risks, don't give a fuck. But she's not going to give you the secret. Because, listen, if every woman gave you the secret, they would be fucking you guys like crazy. So they're going to throw you off the path by telling you what they want enough times to make you think, well, goddamn, I gotta give her what she wants. Because that's the only way I'm going to get her. And she's throwing your ass off the path. Imprint yourself. Sell that imprint to your board of directors, and you stamp it, and you imprint it, and you just put who you are in front of her and don't give a fuck what happens. That's how she's going to be imprinted on you. Lucario, what say you, my brother?
Yeah, and I think the issue is that guys have to understand that a woman's going to want to stick around when she sees a man of value. So once you recognize your value, that's what's going to make her want to stick around. This is what we were talking about earlier about the whole having her mind. You understand what I'm saying? When she becomes emotionally invested, when she becomes attached, you understand what I'm saying? That's when she is going to want to stick around and want to be with you. You see what I mean? But that starts from you first already being that attractive guy, being that man, understanding that you got that value, and that's what's going to make the girl stick around. So it's not you doing anything to try to keep her. And she will want to stick around and be around you because you are that dude. So it's not anything that you – it's like if you had a rapper and the rapper says, well, what can I do to make these people buy my music, right? He doesn't have to do anything to make someone buy the music. He makes the music. The music is dope, and people buy. You understand what I'm saying? That's the thing. Like, he's already embodying what it is that the people are going to want. You see what I'm saying? So he's not, like, going there taking surveys, you know, asking the audience, hey, what do you want me to rap about? And what should I do? Should I pick this beat? No, he's doing what he does. And then the people who gravitate to it, It's the same. It's the same concept. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got tons of questions.
We can go another
15
minutes.
Okay, let me try to run this. Okay, all right. Joseph. I just talked about the blue wire and the red wire. If you can't see the problem, then you are the problem. If you can't see the problem, sir, that's why Lucario's laughing right now. You're the problem. And we're not trying to be mean to you. But if you listen to what we said, emotional, complaining, victim, bitching, whining, drama, gossip, making you be asexual and running word using words, you, my friend, have missed exactly what we're saying here. The thing is, you don't see a problem with it. That's the problem, because you don't see a problem with that foolish ass shit. Because, sir, if you look on this screen right here, these motherfuckers you see on the screen were the same motherfuckers talking words and shit, damn it, 2.5 decades ago, where they were using words to manipulate young men into thinking they're really doing something. And if you can't see that these guys are nothing but a bunch of feminine women that are telling you to go your own way, where the fuck are you going, sir? That's my meal question. You're going your own way. Wait, matter of fact, not only are you going your own way, let me say this real quick, Lucario. Here's the second problem. The second problem is you're trying to be the best number two of whoever fucking indoctrinated your ass with what you're saying. Because you didn't come in this world met out. You went on the internet. Somebody hooked you into their cult and took you away from your name. And now you want to be something else. You're not a metal. If you drive, why don't you look at your license on your name? That's who the fuck you are. But because you are indoctrinated with this metal thinking, you can only be the second best you. And that's why you can't see the problem, because you caught in the problem, sir. Lucario, what say you, man?
Yo, you know, it's funny. A lot of these guys don't understand with this whole shit is that they're lying to themselves. You gotta say you're lying. It's a rationalization, because he's saying, oh, I'm going my own way and I'm doing it for the benefit of our purpose. I don't see the problem. Okay, now you should already be on your purpose regardless of whatever else is going on. That's automatic. Like, you do what you do because you have a purpose of what you're doing, and that's why you're doing it, right? What does that have to do with you interacting with women? You see what I'm saying? Because what you're saying is that you're not strong enough to deal with women while you're also on your purpose. You understand what I'm saying? Or you're trying to use your purpose as an excuse or as a smokescreen to not have to deal with the issues you might be having with women. It's the same concept of when you hear women say, oh, well, you know what? I'm single by choice, and I'm single because I'm so focused on my career. You'll say that's bullshit, but that's exactly how you guys sound. You know what I'm saying? It's all bullshit. It's a rationalization as to why you're not having what you want in the situation when it comes to dealing with women. Because MGTOW stands for men going their own way, correct?
Men.
What are you going your own way from? You're going your own way from women. You're still directly tied to women. So basically, every time you call yourself a MGTOW, what you're saying is that I'm a man who is scared to deal with women, which is why I'm going away from them. Because you wouldn't need to go away from them if you knew how to deal with them. You see what I'm saying? You would just deal with them, and you would make it a situation to where you're able to deal with them in the context of whatever you're doing in your life. You see what I'm saying? But you having to feel like I'm avoiding that to focus on this, you understand what I'm saying? That means that, I can't deal with that. Imagine somebody say, you know what? You know, I'm going my own way. I'm a MGTOW. I'm going my own way from the gym. You understand? I'm not fucking with the gym. I'm not fucking with working out and eating right because, you know, that's some other stuff. And you look at them like, yo, like you're a weirdo. You understand what I'm saying? Why are you purposely trying to avoid this situation? What's going on with you where you're purposely trying to avoid the situation and trying to rationalize it as, well, I'm focused on my purpose, so I can't do push-ups. You understand? I'm focused on my purpose, so I can't fucking do a sit-up and jumping jacks. I can't do none of that because I'm so focused on my purpose. You see what I'm saying? Like, this shit sounds stupid. But see, again, it's people lying to themselves and trying to rationalize their own failures in a particular situation, and that particular situation is dealing with women.
Do your homework and just ask yourself why wasn't MGTOW in 1939, 1938? Why is it just started in 2000 fucking what, 10 or something like that? It's only like a decade old, and y'all motherfuckers think it's always been this way. So something to think about. Lacar, you got good for one more question or anything? Or we just,
yeah, we go on.
All right, well, it's right here. Let's do this last one. We're good. There you go.
So are your needs the actions taken to achieve your wants? Mm. Well, you go first because I got to think about.
All right, well, listen, my brother, your needs will always outweigh your wants, man. I want to fly. I want to be able to go through the TV screen and choke out a motherfucker. I may want those things, but that ain't gonna happen. Wants are wants. What I need to do is work on me. What I need to do is build me. What I need to do is evolve. My needs will always be over a want. So when you're looking at needs and action taken to achieve your wants, your problem is you shouldn't want for shit. You should need for shit. You don't have any needs, and you're not taking any actions to the needs, because if you were doing those two things, you would already get the things that you want if you wanted those things. So you're not doing any of these things. It's like you're just saying this to say it and try to trick yourself into believing what you're saying, and that's probably why you're messing up, brother. But what say you, look, Mr. Cario?
Yeah, the wording with that question is interesting, because it's like, you know, what do you actually need? You understand what I'm saying? And the thing is that if it, whatever you feel you need, you should just take action to go get that. But you don't necessarily, couple that in with your wants. You know what I'm saying? Because you might, there's certain things you want and then there's certain things you need. You see what I'm saying? So you got to figure out the difference between those two. And then whatever it is, whether it's what you want or what you need, you still got to take action. You see what I'm saying? So it still all falls under the same thing. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let's do this real quick. Hold on.
The truth is inside you. But in order to find it, you need someone who knows the game well enough to guide you so you can get a better understanding of yourself. MrLocario.com offers a wide range of coaching options that can benefit every man. Email, phone, personal one-on-one coaching, and more. It's one thing to hear the words, the truth is inside you. The question is, are you ready to get help to understand why? Guys, we always tell you that tricks, lies, gimmicks, manipulation, and being indirect is some bitch-ass shit that weak people teach and soft people do. Welcome to the E-Zone Show, where women tell you the truth about their thoughts when it comes to men. Just go to www.themanmindset.com and click on free stuff. Because sometimes just being an honest man with women is enough.
All right, Mr. Licaro, that's good. Okay, Licaro, how they get at you? Talk to him, man. How they get at you, bro?
Yeah, so guys, make sure that you go to badboymembership.com to join the Bad Boy Membership, where you get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. Also, you can get the Game Kings documentary back there for free if you go to badboymembership.com. Also, if you want the Game Kings documentary by itself, go to MrLucario.com, or you can actually go to Steve. Steve has the documentary on his site, so you can go there and get it too. So you can get it. There's so many different ways you can get the Game Kings documentary, people. And also make sure you guys hit me up on Instagram at RealMrLucario. And holler at me there,
all right? Yeah, I just want to say, hey, True EZ, we adopting all you motherfuckers. Y'all, all, hey, when we do these shows, we adopt, y'all all are our nephews. You ain't our sons. You are nephews. You just call us unk. We got you, all you motherfuckers. You all will be adopted by us in a way. We got your back. But, yeah, I say, fuck what Mr. Licario says. Get the Bad Boy membership from me. Because if you get it from me, you get an extra bonus. Yeah, the Game Kings. No, I'm sorry, the Game Kings. Let me rephrase that. If you get the Game Kings from me, you get an hour extra bonus from me if you get it from me. So I just want to let you know. But anyway, do it. But anyway, guys, go to themanmindset.com, guys. Listen to Mr. Cario. Don't forget, guys, tonight with Rosebud, we got a good show on how a man should be handling a woman. So we're going to be talking about that tonight at 8 or 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. But Licario, as always, man, it's always a pleasure and an honor to hang out with you, my brother, man.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Guys, the truth is always inside you. That's Mr. Licario. I'm the Dean. We out this motherfucker, man. Peace.
Later.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Let me hang up this other line because this is still recording.
Hold on.
Say, hey, 251, sorry, we missed your call, man. Call in tonight, buddy. Call in tonight, 251. Call in tonight, man. We missed your call. Call in tonight, man. Yeah.